to be able to do before we get started, and that is to acknowledge one of our dear family members, and that is Aldine Brown. Aldine turns 90 years old today. And so let's give Aldine a round of applause. Aldine, how many years has Dorseyville been your home church? 87 or 88. Okay, 87 or 88. So I think she's got just about everyone beat here that Dorseyville is her home. And so we celebrate you, Aldine. We celebrate you. We worship the Lord. And we are so grateful for the way that you have been such a blessing to the life of Dorseyville and to this church family. And we pray the blessing of the Lord over you. And just trust that you sense his love and his goodness on this, your special day, 90 years old. So thank you for your example and for your love for Jesus. So let's pray together. And actually, before we do that, we have something we need to do. We need to sing happy birthday first, right? Mm-hmm. All right, go for it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So let me pray for us, and then the worship team will lead us. Father, we thank you for the privileges that you give us to celebrate. You are a God who sings over your children, and this morning, pray especially over Aldine's life, that she would hear the voice of the Father over her, singing his love and your approval over her, Father, I pray. And Father, for each one here today, I pray that they would sense the same thing. That you celebrate your children, that you love us with a love that is so precious and so powerful, so vast and yet so personal. We're thankful for the way that you love us, Father, and the way that you celebrate us. Thank you for the privilege you give us to celebrate family members in this way. Father, we thank you most of all that we have the opportunity to celebrate you. And as we would prepare for communion in this service together as well, Jesus, we celebrate you. You're the ultimate one that we celebrate because you are our Savior, you are our Lord, you are our sanctifier, you're our healer, you're our coming King. We worship you. And I pray, Father, this morning that your Spirit would move freely in our midst and that, Jesus, you would be lifted up, you would be honored, you would be glorified. I thank you for the privilege that we have on this day to gather together. Lord, be glorified in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you would please rise and join us in worship.
There's no place I would rather be, no place I would rather be, no place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Thank you.
Said that because this morning I woke up and I was thinking about these songs that we're singing. Sorry, I was going to go straight in, but I think this is so important to say, you know, that we think like good news, that's the gospel, right? And so often we think of good as like, yeah, that's good. That's not really how the word, that's not what the word good means. I mean, when God said his creation was good, like it was good, complete and final and perfect, like by his word, it was good. This is good news. This is the best news ever. There is no other news out there that is even compares to this. I mean, what we're singing here is crazy, right? There is nothing that can wash away our sins except for the blood of Jesus. I mean, we don't even deserve it. There's nothing that we could do, nothing that we could say. It is only by his grace and mercy that we are given this. So can we just enter into his presence this morning with a sense of awe and wonder at how great and amazing he is, how loving and merciful. I mean, this is crazy. Think back to the first time that you heard this news and how insane that is, right? I mean, it's almost unbelievable, which is why so many people don't believe it, but it's true. It's the best news ever. So can we just praise him for that this morning, because it is crazy and he is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. Heavenly Father, God, we just praise you, Lord, and thank you for your love, your mercy, your holiness, and your righteousness, God. You are sovereign above all, God. We are so undeserving of your love, and so we just praise you, Lord. God, may we just rest in your presence this morning, Lord. May we be transformed by your Spirit into your image and your likeness, God. Lord, may we be so convicted and moved by your Spirit that everything else in this world grows so dim to the point that we can't even see it, Lord, except through your eyes, Jesus. And so we seek you this morning and we praise you, Lord. And we thank you so much for the privilege, God, of being able to just gather here with other believers, Lord, to praise you and worship you in a safe space, God. We give you all the glory, and we thank you and pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen. altogether wonderful to me.
And so, Abba Father, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, you are altogether wonderful and lovely to us. There is no one who compares. There is no thing that compares. It's a privilege to be able to worship you. We pray as we look into your word and gather around the privilege that it is to look into your word together, that you would set a greater fire within our hearts for you. For Lord, there is no place that we would rather be than in your presence, in your love. You are altogether lovely, altogether worthy. You are altogether wonderful to us. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to lead us into truth. In Jesus' name.